Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting. The date is July the 11th, 2006, and we would like to come to order. Did everyone receive a copy of the agenda? It was just the one that I had sent out from the last meeting. So if so, what I would like to do is to have a roll call with our secretary, Casey McFall, and then go to the approval of the agenda.
Okay. David Adelson?
Here.
Barudy Bediako?
He said he would be a little late. I think they have a an LSB meeting at BAI tonight. Of course.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
Here.
Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Patty Heffley? Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Ambrose Lane? Casey McFall is here. Sandra Rawline? Sandy Weinman?
Sandy's no longer a member.
Is there a replacement?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. And Laverne Williams?
Here.
Two, three, four, five, six present.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, Baruti said he would be late. I know Patty is, I believe, at the LSB meeting, the BAI LSB meeting today. And as far as, yes, Sandy Weinman resigned from the PNB, so I don't believe that, and Teresa is not on, Sandra Rawline is not on the call, so I don't believe, or I'm not aware if they have replaced Sandy.
Oh, I know that we haven't.
Okay. So on the agenda, just quickly, it follows. We scheduled the next meeting, which I think we've done before we went on the call. Approval of minutes, update on station fundraising. That's just really quick to give us an idea where we are. We wanted to talk about the budget and timeline and the financial impact of motions before the PNB. We had also talked about board and meeting expenses. We wanted a quick update on that from Lonnie, I believe. And the other issue of the financial impact of the communication with Pacifica attorneys, that's a motion that I believe that was passed by the PNB, and new business, and then adjourn. So are there changes to the agenda as we had previously discussed? And I guess I can go forward towards the budget priorities and the plan is to actually continue this meeting on Monday, July the 17th at 5 p.m. to discuss the budget, and which was sent out by Lonnie today. So that would move the budget priorities and timeline would move to Monday the 17th.
I have a couple of things.
Go ahead, Dave.
One, I'm wondering if we're going to get, in that agenda, I don't see the CFO report. And within that also, one of the things I want to deal with is we've been getting income statements, but we haven't seen a balance sheet in a while. So I'm wondering where in the agenda we can talk about the ability to generate that and for us to get it. And then in terms of the scheduling of the meeting, we talked about it offline before we had quorum, but we still have to approve it formally.
Absolutely. That's what I believe I said. So we can move forward on that. Okay.
So are we going to do a CFO report, or will there be a time to talk about balance sheets?
I think that Lonnie could give us an update in terms of where he stands with the crash of the software and whether he's able to generate a balance sheet at this point. And then we can talk about whether we want to move those strict financial discussions to Monday, which would include Lonnie's report. And also talk about the balance sheet. So, Lonnie, can you give us an update in terms of where the foundation is with generating a balance sheet at this time?
Well, yes, as you know, we've been dealing with simultaneously a crash of the software, and we're moving our server from Washington, D.C., and we have relocated the server onto do a hosted website with a company called Pier One. And that's going well, and people are now essentially entering data from the crash period. That right now, three stations have gotten updated through last fiscal, as we wanted to be sure that we started out with good opening numbers. Two stations have finished all the way through May, but we have several stations that are having difficulty going through their paper and recapturing the data. That would be I and K and A. Of course, they have more data to go through, but everyone else is ready to go. Now, A is saying that they'll need another month, so I anticipate by July we will have them caught up. We are going to probably help them and do a lot of that ourselves because they're going through a lot of financial issues.
Patty,
they will come back to help out with that, so I expect that they will speed that process up because they're not able to listen. They've been there before, and now he's back. Help them, and they will get through their process of dating. So that's what's holding up the balance sheet, is the entry of that data and catching back up to, in this case, May. I'm estimating another 6 weeks.
Are there questions or that like to ask Lani?
Madam Chair, I have
yes.
a point of order. Just for the minutes, I'm just trying to figure out, we're now into a report. We haven't approved the agenda or
that's right. That's right. Okay.
So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I allowed Dave to enter a topic of discussion rather than move through the agenda. Thank you.
Excuse me. I was proposing an agenda item, not asking for discussion at that time.
No, you asked a question about the balance sheet, which required a discussion or a response to Lani, and then we got into report. So let's go back to the agenda. Okay. So, let me get off the screen.
Hello? Is this better? No, I'm still hearing an echo, but okay, so on the agenda, the CFO report, we'll have that. I would like to move that to Monday also. Are there any objections?
It's not on the existing agenda, so where are we putting it?
We would add it.
Where?
What we'll do is we'll set up a new agenda for Monday, because today what we'll try to do is the budget prior to the timeline, and then we can do the CFO before that. So the new agenda would be CFO report.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we add a CFO report as number 9 after financial impact of communications with Pacifica attorneys.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, and okay, great. Are there any other changes, updates, revisions?
Dave? Under new business, I had a question. I have a question about bill backs. I don't know whether that should be under new business. I guess maybe it should be. I don't know if we want to specify it, but I do. I would like to address the question of bill back procedures, particularly explicitly on the elections. We got a bill apparently for a portion of the national elections supervisor expenses, and I want to talk about that.
Okay, so you would, when we get the new business, you would like to speak about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other changes, updates, revisions? So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Casey?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Did someone speak? Did someone wish to speak? Okay. The agenda then is that the budget priorities and time. Okay, so we'll go through the agenda, and then we will discuss. So the budget priorities and timeline, the The CFO report, which will be after the financial impact, will definitely be on Monday. So some of the other items like 6 and 7, can we attempt to like do those, get those done today?
Let's see. Hang on. I don't have it before me. 6 and 7 are financial impact emotions.
Right.
And board and meeting expenses?
Right. Which are, those are short items. They shouldn't take that much time. And then the impact on the financial impact of communication with the attorneys. Then we have the CFO report. And then the PNB report, actually, that was just very a cursory type of thing that I wanted to do. But we can actually, I'll ask that we just remove that unless someone would like to keep it on there. Okay, we'll take that out. And then CFO will become number 9. And then new business. Okay, so I think are we clear on the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Patty. I'm sorry. We're having a local station board meeting tonight right now, so I left it to come to this call. So I'm just confused. Could you just quickly say we're having another meeting on Monday and discussing?
Yes. Okay. We can move to that on number 2, on the scheduling of the next meeting. If we can just approve the agenda, and then we'll move to that. Are there any
move approval?
Okay, so move. Thank you, Dave. So the next item on the agenda is scheduling of next meeting. Off call, we had discussed the fact that Liney had sent out a package today, and really did not have time to really look at that and be able to ask questions and to discuss it. So what we had put forward the idea of having a continuation of this meeting on Monday, the 17th, beginning at 5 p.m. And although there's a programming committee with us, on Monday we would be able to actually have this meeting webcast off. I'm sorry, webcast off. So just those who are available on Monday, the 17th at 5 p.m., if there's anyone who has a conflict, you can let us know now. Okay. So that would be a continuation of today's meeting. Now, the next meeting, I'd like to just go into that so we can look at a scheduling of that meeting also. If we look at our proposed budget timeline, and if we can go through the budget,
Madam Chair,
on Monday. Sure, Dave.
Would you like me to post to the calendar now?
That would be
wonderful. That adjourned meeting?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
So the next meeting, if we look at our proposed budget timeline, and we will review the draft station budgets on Monday and the network budget. So
Jane, I have a question.
Go ahead. Right, go ahead, Jane.
Are we on the topic of the timeline now?
Well, we're on the topic of the scheduling the next meeting after this continuation meeting.
Okay. Well, I'll wait. No, I'll wait when we're on the next agenda item.
Okay. So, just trying to see, Liney, in terms of what is that I know that local stations will be meeting, and the local finance committees will be meeting to look at the station budget. So just trying to look at where Liney will be in terms of the budget for our next finance committee meeting. Like on the 7th, we had the final budget proposal to the NFC. We were supposed to receive by August the 7th. And the NFC is supposed to review the final network budget August 16th through the 31st. So would like to try to schedule a time for a meeting during that period.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
LaVonne, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the meeting, the next scheduled meeting for the Finance Committee.
Monday?
Yeah, after Monday, trying to line it up in terms of our next action on the budget timeline is to review the final network budget, and that was scheduled for August the 16th through the 31st. So just want to make sure that we will have a final, that line, if you think we will have a final network budget to review during that period, and then we can just schedule our meeting sometime between the 16th and the 31st.
Yes, I think we will have, it depends on what the LSDs do with the budget. But yes, the 16th, it's still looking good during that period for a final budget.
Okay, so the proposal then, should we meet on the 17th of August, the Thursday, or the 24th of August?
I would suggest the 24th because some LSDs meet on the third Thursday. So the 24th would be the final chance for some LSDs to meet, so the 24th looks better.
Okay, what does anyone else have an opinion on this? Okay, so day...
Sorry, what was the date?
The 24th of August.
Okay, hang on.
I'll be out of town then, but you don't need to skip around me.
But we're somewhat flexible, but... Are you checking the date, Dave? What does it look like? Dave, are you there? Maybe he's not.
Hi, I'm back. What? Somebody?
Okay, right. Did you check the calendar for the KPFTX for the 24th?
The 24th has an archives committee meeting at 8:30 p.m. Were you guys forced to listen to elevator music while I was off?
No, we didn't hear anything. We just knew you were gone.
I muted it appropriately.
Okay. So there's an archive meeting on the 24th. Are there people on the National Finance Committee who are also on archive?
I'm on the archives.
Oh, Patty. Okay. So should we try to do it on a Wednesday?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
How does that look?
Can Madam Chair, who's got the, who's outside or making noise in the phone?
Thank you. You can still hear the discussion outside. No, that's better. No, it's still there. Someone at a meeting in addition to... okay, so Dave, what does the 23rd look like? Are you there? He's going away.
Sounds like he's talking to somebody.
There, sorry, my mechanic called. The 24th has an archives committee meeting.
23rd?
The 23rd is Sunday.
The 23rd is a Wednesday.
July 23rd?
August
23rd. Well, then. August 24th is an audit committee meeting. Wednesday the 23rd is open.
Okay.
That full PMB meeting's on that Friday.
On the 25th.
We can't legally have any overlap with audit, so we should be fine.
You're absolutely right.
Doesn't Lonnie attend audit meetings?
Lonnie?
No, actually, I cannot under California law.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. You're right as an employee. Okay. So the 24th? Okay, on a Thursday.
We have to find out if they can simultaneously stream because they have to have both Odie and John have to be available that day, but we could do it tentatively.
Right. And then we can ask John. Okay.
Can I ask privilege? I'm posting the agenda for the Monday meeting, and I didn't remember where Casey did the CFO report get put.
Number 9.
So before number 9, okay.
Well, we're going to take out number 9 and substitute that for CFO report.
Oh, the financial impact of communications with attorneys?
No, the PNB report for CFO.
We don't
did
have
I?
That up.
Well, I'm sorry. I printed out the wrong one. I think
okay.
I'm okay.
So I'll take the numbers out.
I'm sorry.
CFO report. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay, CFO report after.
Okay, great. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah,
and so we decided on the 24th of August?
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at the prior agenda. Okay, thank you very much. So We have the next meeting, the continuation on Monday, the 17th, and then our meeting for the next Finance Committee schedule meeting is for the 24th, 5 p.m. Okay. So shall we move to approval of minutes? Okay. Casey, if you can give us an update.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The person who did the last minutes was it Dave, did you do them?
Oh, I hope not.
I can't recall. I
did I?
I can't find my notes from the last meeting. That's what I'm kind of like working with here.
You guys had a meeting last week, correct? Which I couldn't attend.
No, we rescheduled.
Oh, you rescheduled. So that no meeting was held. Then I did the meeting, so the minutes of the last meeting, which would have been May 25th.
No.
And those were sent out on May 26th.
Right.
So I should have them.
Yes. So shall we move to approve the minutes? Okay, are there any objections? So moved. Thank you. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is just an update on station fundraising so we can be aware of how we're doing. Shall we ask Lonnie to do that? And then any of the other members who have information, please add your information. Okay. Lonnie?
Shall I start, Madam Chair?
Please.
Doing the May drive is the drive I assume that we're talking about, and that was the last one. And I'll just go through station by station. KPFA did meet their goal at 959.80. There was a $30,000 difference that was due to issues around what part of that drive money would be used for KCFB. But I consider that...
KFCF, you mean?
Yes. I'm sorry, KCFB. So I think
That's a little off, Lonnie.
A little off?
Yeah, we got 964 total, including the residual web giving, and the shortfall attributable to KFCF was about
$14,000.
So we finished $1,000 short of our $980,000 goal.
Yeah, I understand there were some plans to make up those funds with an off-air.
Make up that $1,000?
The 14.
Well, the 14 is pass-through money to KFCF. Their transmitter was down for a substantial portion of the winter. They did a lot of off-air fundraising to get it up.
Yeah.
So when we did a zip code analysis, we were short from their zip codes, but that's not money we get to keep.
So
the fiscal impact on KPFA is, it's a wash.
Okay. So what's the bottom line? How close were you?
Well, that adds up to about $979,000 against the $980,000 goal.
Okay. You're okay? I have it down. Virtually have met that goal. KPFK did meet its goal, too. Is that right, Dave?
We went over, apparently. We had to do several extra days, but we went over, I think, by... Casey, do you remember the amount? For some reason, 80 is sticking in my head.
$80,000, that was the prior drive, I believe.
Yeah.
But this drive.
Casey, do you remember?
No, I'm looking right now.
Final number?
Yeah, anyhow, we went over, but it took something like 4 extra days to do it.
Yeah. That seems to have been the case for several days.
Hang on, who's got the background noise? Because it's hard to hear.
If one can moot.
You mean, are people talking?
Pound one, Patty.
Yeah, I'm in a phone booth on my cell phone, but I'll see if this needs to be done. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. KPFC.
All right. Sorry. Before you go in, so how much was the goal for K?
950.
I have
950?
980?
Was it 980? Oh.
Yeah.
And we went over 1 million.
Yeah, all this says is we reached 1 million. It doesn't have a number.
Yeah, that's a little murky, but I can look it up in the budget.
And how many days did you do?
4 extra, so that's 17, Dave.
And how many did A do? Are you aware, Brian?
17 and change.
Yeah.
It was. We took time off in the middle for a live national broadcast. and finished on halfway through day 18.
Okay, great. I'm sorry, Lonnie. Please continue.
APFT, I understand they're off. They missed go by about 20,000. They have some plans to make it up.
And the goal was how much?
Missed go by 18,000. They just stopped. They really thought they couldn't continue. And WBAI goal is off by 50,000. But I understand they're in a mini drive right now, and where they'll make up the 50,000. And day one of their mini drive, they're reporting 32,000.
Oh, good.
So I think that the point, though, in this is that on this drive and the prior one, we're seeing that it's more difficult to raise money on the air. There's just no question about it. The trends are clear. Stations are having to extend days in order to meet the goals. I think it's also clear that we are talking to a smaller audience. So we have people who are very loyal to the stations being asked to give more individually. So the average gift is going up. But we have an issue with listenership at Pacifica. I'm sure all of you are aware. And that pressure is showing up in the on-air drive. And there is a need, and all the stations are aware of it, to look to off-air fundraising. And there is a large plan afoot to do that for next fiscal. When I get to the budget, I'll go over what the plan is to increase off-air fundraising dollars. As yet, we will have to look at next year, and the drive's going to be an issue of not necessarily being able to budget the same revenue figures as we have this year. And stations are struggling with that, and some of them are projecting less revenue next year rather than more or even the same, because it's difficult to do. And our listeners, our patients, may wear thin next year. The silver lining for next year is that it's an election year, and there is an increased listener interest in Pacifica, and depending on its coverage. So that gives us somewhat of a silver lining and a cushion, which may result in revenue. But now the story is the same. We all know that it's still more difficult to do fundraising, and we do have to look at our station in terms of what's going to be a sustainable model for us to use in order to have some confidence that we can continue to raise money at the levels we have in the past. The two-year Iraqi bump is over. We're really starting to see more and more pressure downward on revenue.
Lonnie, this is Brian.
Jinx, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there others who would like to speak?
I just want to give, I got the numbers from Eva for us, so I can report those accurately. May I?
Sure.
We raised on air 1,040,000 and web 35. So we did 1,075,000. So it's 95,000 over goal, but it took 4 days more, so we did 17 days instead of 13.
Okay, thank you. Brian?
Well, I just wanted to say that KPFA at least, fall 2004, which was obviously a huge election year, was our worst major fund drive over the last four-year period. So I wouldn't count on a bump out of elections. It can also mean people are spending their money elsewhere.
Yeah, it's true. But it's still the next opportunity that we see. If we can get that interest there, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But it's still the next window of opportunity for fall elections. Critical to many, many people on the left. And we'll see what comes of it.
This is Dave.
Dave.
We heard at the New York meeting from Ken Friedman at WFMU that they do one on-air drive a year and raise 800-some-odd thousand. They're in Jersey City, a relatively smaller station. And half of that comes on the web. So I'm thinking that we really need to, and recently I sent around to the board something from the National Radio Project, which was an email that allowed people to click a link and either download their program onto their iPod or listen to it online or download it to the computer for later listening, and it had links to donate money to support their efforts. And I'm hoping that in the next short period of time, we can gear up to start taking advantage of the fact that a lot of our listenership, a lot of listeners are moving over to other technologies to get audio, and that we can be there providing them with things. And that's a potential revenue source.
Okay,
but also,
so
I think the board needs to start thinking about its role in fundraising.
Yeah.
Okay. So that will be part of the discussion on Monday in terms of what the position is, Lonnie, the position that we're taking on raising funds over it, and, you know, on the web. Will that be part of Monday's discussion?
Yeah, you know, I did at the last board meeting suggest that the board might want to look at raising $50,000 as a part of the budget for next year, and maybe this finance committee, we could discuss on Monday whether or not we would recommend that or not, or what the pros and cons of recommending it are, maybe. So that's another idea. There are some board members who definitely are interested in raising money, so it might be something to identify interested individuals and come up with a plan.
Also, we'll speak about the headcount in terms of a national development director coordinating this type of effort. And also, what about the webcasting? Or is that part of the discussion on Monday also? In terms of fundraising and alternatives, as Dave has spoken about and we've discussed on to do fundraising more seriously on the web.
And service, providing services through web.
Yeah, definitely. Pete and I are talking intensely about it. We are including some funds in the national office budget for an effort to increase web-based income. Pete has the beginnings of a plan, but we'll finish it up in the next couple of weeks, and we'll look at e-commerce as a part of our website strategy as well as services, too. So, yes, we want to invest in developing the web capability to raise funds and make people aware of what we have to offer in a variety of ways. And I think we have about $6,000 or $7,000 that we're looking at that could be thrown into that effort. We have done it before at other stations, and stations are raising money on the web. Kay certainly is doing it. WBAI did it for a time. So we need to intensify that effort, you know, learn from it and go forward.
Okay. And the question is, do we have a development national development director in the headcount for the next fiscal?
Well,
we'll discuss that on Monday.
We do have a person, and we also are having one of our finance people work with Pete around managing vendors in connection with a web site where we could sell premiums between air drives. So we're putting resources into it.
Oh, okay, thank you. Lauren, I just would like to ask, on the fundraising for May, what was the amount that the exact amount, well, the amounts from TW&I that was raised?
Raised $287,000.
Uh-huh.
And I raised close to $900,000.
How close?
And then W raised $424,000.
Okay. And you gave us the variances, so we have that.
Yeah, I gave you the variances, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, those are self-reported, and it takes many times, as you know, several months before those figures can be verified. So I would
say, absolutely. You have, right, you have the monthly where you get the funds in, so we understand that.
Okay.
Are there any other questions about the fundraising? Oh, just the question you said that I is in a mini drive, and then KPFA will do a mini drive beginning on what, the 20th?
So they're doing a mail drop in September, and
who is
we're
that?
Working with them around that.
Who is that?
Yeah, TAA is doing a mail drop in September.
Okay.
And they're working with us around that as well. So when more patients are looking at mail drops and web income, that's the response to the on-air drives and the difficulties. So what are popping up as solutions is to get real serious about mail drops and also get real serious about increasing web-based income. Those two areas are the ones that I'm aware of that are getting the most attention.
And the mail drops are like listeners, or we're going to list, purchase list from
yes. Yes.
Affinity organizations.
Yes. As a matter of fact, talking with Lim Lim, she's got 20,000 names that she has gotten already to acquisition, and she'll be using those in September.
Okay. Are there other questions? Well, thank you, Lonnie.
I have one or two things.
Sure. Dave?
So I just want to be sure that we distinguish between web-based attempt to generate income and web-based attempts to, as a direct activity. Lonnie mentioned e-commerce, offering premiums online outside of fund drive periods and the rest of it, and the practice of offering new services online and expanding the audience to whom we're, and the types of platforms we're using to solicit donations. Those are distinct things, and I hope we keep them clear while we're talking about these things. And the other point has to do with, forget it, I blanked out.
Okay.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Oh, so, and also at KPFA we have, there's a new web director, so I think that we have achieved, like, tremendous productivity over the past, I don't know how many months that Michael has been on board, but certainly, if you look at KPFA, you'll see a tremendous in terms of productivity and visual.
It looks good.
Of our web. Yeah. Thank you.
I remember what the other point was, Lauren.
Go ahead, Dave.
We have another source of income. Do we not? Do we not sell lists of our donors to other progressive organizations?
Yeah, we do, but mostly we do exchanges with them, and the amount of income that we receive from selling them is around $7,000 or $8,000, not a whole lot, but we do that, yeah. But mostly we do exchanges.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then the draft network budgets, that's the discussion for next Monday. So shall we move to number six, the financial impact of motions before the P&B? I must admit that I don't have the motions in terms of the way they were actually approved by the P&B. But I guess what we can do, or I can ask each one if you can give us what you are aware of in terms of the motions, and perhaps we can discuss each one individually.
Patty?
Uh-huh, Patty.
Well, I guess I have a couple. The first, the investigation of racism and sexism. Was there a financial impact statement on that made as far as how this is going to work? Is it going to be by phone? Is there going to be charges of, investigating committees around the network, or are they going to use the phone, or are they going to, was there ever anything given along with that?
Can I speak to it?
Sure. Is there someone else would like to speak also? Okay, go ahead, Dave.
We didn't do a financial impact. The question of whether there are going to be any expenses associated with the activities of the committee beyond telephone expenses would be something that would have to come back before the board before they were authorized to spend any money. Same as with any other committee. So at least so far, I don't know that there's any financial impact contemplated, because there's been no proposal for the spending of any funds.
So let's kind of like talk about exactly. Okay, so this is the committee that the motion was passed when we were in New York, I believe.
Yeah.
And this is the committee to investigate incidences of racism by Pacifica directors and staff. And in the last P&B meeting, there was actually a vote or nominations for the committee, and we're in the process of concluding that vote for those members. So. This committee on investigating racism, the committee, once they populate committee, I guess we can expect to see what the plan is. But at the time, there was no financial impact given, and as a committee, I mean, I don't know that we can do anything since we don't know the scope of it. We don't know how it's going to meet. We don't know, you know, in terms of when or, you know, or once these incidences of racism, you know, are actually explored or how it's going to come before the committee. So this is like a motion and a committee that was approved without any financial impact, without any structure. And so as a committee, I mean, what should I'm asking your opinion, each one of your opinion, you know, what should, in terms of delivering our, you know, we need to deliver something to the PNB to say that, you know, there's nothing there, so there's no financial impact that we could even explore or even approve or anything at
Brian?
This time. Sure, Brian.
I think the bylaws are pretty explicit that committees can't incur expenses on behalf of the foundation.
Correct.
Without going back to the board for authorization. So I don't think there's anything for us to discuss. I mean, if that committee wants to spend money, they're going to have to put it together, a proposal, bring it back to the full board.
Yep.
But also see that we also approved a procedure that before you actually a motion is approved to even create a committee or process like this, there should be a financial impact. So that was not done. So, you know, my concern is that it was not done then and that, you know, I just have concern about you know, where this is going. So, I mean,
this is Dave?
Sure, Dave.
The point was raised on that call, and I made the point that Brian just made, which is they can't, there's not a financial impact until they decide to do something. The only financial impact is the cost of conference calls until they decide to do something, at which point they have to come and get authorization for it.
But if you said the cost of conference calls, there was nothing in the motion itself to say anything about conference calls or meetings or anything, Dave. So, you know, even to say, what, okay, we're going to meet, so there will be conference calls. So the whole point is that there's no, that this motion was passed and there's no structure to it. There is no financial impact, the people who structured this motion. And so, you know, we're just sitting here waiting to see what's going to come out. And then, you know, once there perhaps some structure given to this committee to see how they will proceed. And also, this is the month of July. Our fiscal year ends in September. So, you know, it's just a concern about, you know, where this is going and that in terms of the plan for 2007, you know, if we're looking at expenses for the board, you know, that certainly will not be in the going rate or at this time.
Well, Madam Chair?
Sure.
I do think there's an ambiguity here about how expenses related to board motions should be handled, at least procedurally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have a suggestion.
Please.
We do have a motion form. I think I sent it out some time ago. I can resend it. And also a fiscal impact form that's in Word, so it's electronically transmissible. You know, people can send it by email. I'm thinking, and I see what other folks think, that when a given individual or group at the board makes a suggestion on a motion that will have a fiscal impact, that they be asked to submit a fiscal impact statement to the Finance Committee, the National, to us, within a certain time frame. And that way we know what they're thinking about in terms of the activity and the possible expense and have something to review. We have a number of items that the board has discussed and passed that have potential fiscal impact, from the training around race relationships, whether we will have another one or not, the proposed committee that we've been discussing. There was a retreat that was mentioned. There's whether or not the programming committee will or will not have budget recommendations around programming. We have a number of items that are out there, but nothing on paper where we as a committee can review not only the motion, but what folks are thinking may be the expenses connected with that motion. So my proposal would be that we recommend to the board that each motion or the maker of a motion forward to the Finance Committee a financial impact statement within 2 weeks, so that it be part of minutes for the next meeting, and we have some idea of what the maker of a motion has in mind financially.
Do we have a second? This is a recommendation or a motion?
It's a motion. I'm moving that we recommend this to the board.
Okay. Do we have a second?
It doesn't require a second in committee.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. You're so good at that. Okay.
This is Brian.
Please, Brian.
I wonder if we could distinguish between a fiscal impact report and a budget or a requested allocation. It seems to me if someone's proposing a discrete project, right? Say they're proposing a new program.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want them to submit a budget. You know, here's the salaries, here's the stringer fees, here's the ISDN costs. But if someone's submitting a motion that says, for instance, we should bring extra people to each meeting, I actually think it's incumbent on the staff to come up with the fiscal impact. Because everyone who's pushing a proposal that they like will have an incentive to downplay the costs and raise the benefits. I mean, there should be some, I think the impact assessment should come from the people who actually handle the bills at the end of the month and know what they look like coming in for things like that.
If they were to submit it to the CFO, or I would be happy to bring it to this committee after having done the research.
This is Dave.
Sure, Dave.
Yeah, so what Brian outlines is sort of the process that we've talked about in the past, which is the idea that we've asked the CFO for an estimate of what things like that would cost. And the specific, there are two specific motions before us now that I can think of, or two issues that are before us that have before the PMB, or that have been passed by the PMB, both of which have financial impacts. One is a retreat of the personnel committee and other staff members, and we need to generate a financial impact. And I think that we should ask Lonnie to discuss with the executive director, who will be convening that, what the estimated costs are. And then the other is this motion that's been passed about access to counsel by board members. And in that one, I think that what we need to do, let me put it this way, it's impossible to get a financial impact on something that has no cap or limit. What we've said is that the expenditures of people making requests of counsel, that the time and money that it's going to take to get a response, can't exceed the monthly budgeted monthly amount in the budget in the national budget line for legal. The problem with that is we get other legal expenses other than just board members who want to ask questions. So I think in that case, what we need to recommend is a cap on the total amount of inquiries, or at least some mechanism to limit the expenditures.
I'm sorry, Dave. Dave, this
yes.
is Warren. Actually, that's on the agenda on the Pacific
later
attorneys.
On.
So yeah, that's later
okay,
on.
Okay, so
but let's,
all right,
let's just
so the,
go to the retreat. Well, we were talking about the racism committee and the retreat. But you know, I think overall, like what we have allowed to happen, I think on the PNB is to have these motions approved without any structure, without in terms of asking the CFO or his staff to actually look at financial impact, which is basically, you know, what is the budget and the impact on our budget. That there's no structure given to it, so their CFO cannot act without there being a structure, without there being a concept to how this committee, in this case, how these committees will actually conduct their business. So, you know, I think it's like really. And, you know, and in some cases, I must admit that I voted against them simply because, you know, I think it's my position as the chair of the finance committee that I can't just approve things that are just thrown out without any structure, without even allowing the CFO to actually look at this and to propose a budget, because there's no structure for these committees in terms of, you know, when they'll meet, you know, how long they'll meet, what the number of people are. You know, these motions are just kind of like thrown out there without any real thought or any depth given to how this is going to impact not only, you know, the budget for this year, but next year, and in terms of requesting the CFO to do some work on something where there's no structure there. That, you know, I think that we need to kind of explore, you know, where we are with this, with these motions.
Point of privilege.
Sure.
I need to leave the call for a minute. I'll be back.
Okay, Casey, please.
Yeah. So my understanding of the motion on the floor is that Lonnie is proposing a process that you're asking for. What I'm confused about is I thought that a long time ago we passed a motion that was passed by the PNB.
Yes.
That said that nothing could be approved without a financial impact statement. Is that correct?
Absolutely, that's correct.
Yeah,
okay.
It would have fallen into disuse, and maybe this is a reaffirmation of that policy.
Okay, so that sort of just didn't happen, right? And so, okay, so the motion I have as presented by Lonnie is that a process, this is what I wrote, a motion by Hicks that a process that identifies the financial impact of a motion be submitted to the National Finance Committee. Now, I put prior to the approval of the motion, but I don't know if that's your intent, Lonnie. And then the process will include a form to ensure consistent format.
Yeah.
Okay, so is your motion that this gets submitted prior to a motion being approved and or presented to the PNB?
It's before final. I think final approval would be the language, and that it has to be submitted to the Finance Committee within 2 weeks of having been made at the PNB, a motion, so that the Finance Committee can review the financial impact of any motion that's been made, and then be able to make recommendation to the board around the financial impact of a motion. I think that the distinction is between having a motion approved and having a motion not be finally approved until it's accompanied by a financial impact statement 2 weeks or 3 weeks after it's been made. So it says, no, we don't finally approve any motion until it is before us with an accompanying financial statement, financial impact.
Okay. So is your process then that are you suggesting something like a tentative approval? Did a vote of approval of a motion by a PNB would not take effect?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's like first and second reading of a bill in Congress.
Yeah.
It is merely proposed in one meeting, but it has no final approval or effect until a financial impact statement has been attached and reviewed by the board.
So procedurally, the PNB would, I mean, I guess what they would do is they would discuss the motion and then postpone it until submission of the financial impact report,
my thought is that you don't know whether you're going to vote for a given motion in many times until you know what the financial impact might be.
Exactly. I'm just I think it's perfect what you're doing to be able to have a process with a form so everyone understands. I just don't. I want to make sure that when we pass it, that there's a process in place so that it doesn't get overlooked again or so that it's not workable procedurally. For example, the board comes back and says, well, too late, we already approved it, now you're going to have to rescind a vote or something like that. Oh, I don't want to get into that because, this procedural stuff hangs people up.
Yeah.
So for us to craft this in a way where we know it's going to work from the beginning and not have to go back again.
Well, we may have to grandmother some proposals in place, but I can see LaVarne as chair of the Finance Committee reporting out at every board meeting financial impact of prior motions and then asking the board for their final approval, understanding that no final approval has been done until that is discussed in the context of known expense.
Right. Yeah.
So can we include with the form a written process for approval and final approval?
Sure. Yes. I'd be happy to do that. I'm happy to discuss it with the committee. My idea is a simple one, saying that we recommend to the board that any motion having a potential financial impact not be approved on first reading and only be approved after having a financial impact statement being submitted to the board for final approval at a subsequent meeting. That would be the idea. And we do have a financial impact statement. People would then go and look at budgets or not budgets, whatever is needed, so that the board knows what the likely expense is for a motion that they have merely discussed in one meeting, but not have given final approval until they can look at the expenses that may be connected with that motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Brian here.
Who? I'm sorry? Brian? Oh, Brian, please.
I really like the process you're outlining, Lonnie, so that the board would say, yeah, we're interested in this, and the committee would kind of dope out the impact and send it back to the board for final approval so that we didn't just have every Yahoo idea landed in our laps for a fiscal review. I think procedurally this has to be noticed and introduced at the national board as a standing rule. And even with notice, it has to be adopted by a two-thirds vote.
I think it's wise to do. Many
so so bear that in mind. You'll want the language nailed down.
Sure. I'll be happy to work with the language on anyone in the next couple of days. We have a form already that's emailable. So each board member can't email back and forth, you know, not only the financial impact statement, but also the board motions themselves. We've reduced that. We've done it on Word so that people can email the language that they're proposing with the motion itself and the financial impact statement. Both are, you know, in email format. So I would think that we could submit the package. Here's the form. Here's the policy proposal. Here's the procedure. And on.
Go ahead, Katie. Sorry.
I'm just wondering then, is it appropriate for us to move to postpone this until Monday so that we can put together a written process, a notice to the PNB, and get all our ducks in a row and then approve it? Or do you want to approve it now without the procedure and the form?
This is Jane.
Jane.
We would just be recommending it for PNB approval, wouldn't we?
Well, we would have to have some language for them to approve. Casey suggesting that we'd have to have some specific language, and that may require more work and maybe another phone call.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Brian.
Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
We're a committee. We can bring motions to the board. That's why we exist. I'm just saying that because this is a type of motion that needs to be noticed and the language needs to be noticed, we have to pass concrete language to bring to the national board.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying we think it would be a good idea for you to create this general kind of motion.
I'd be happy to work on the language if that expedites and anyone else that wants to, or if someone wants to take the lead on it, I'm happy to do that too. So
I think it would be great if you drafted something and emailed it around in advance of our next meeting. We can probably get through it real fast then.
Sure.
Right. I think all of us can do this, can work on it
Dave?
With you. Dave?
Yeah, I just want to say the one key for me, and it's something we discussed back when we passed it, is that when it's clear that the board wants to be able to act, like, for example, in the case of saying, okay, we want to have this meeting. My concern, or my understanding of the way we're practicing this right now, is that before the thing gets implemented, you get a financial impact back. But the question really, the key question is, are we prevented from considering saying, yes, we want the following thing done, before we have that financial impact analysis? And I think that that's not a good way to do it. I think what we should have is whoever's crafting that motion should incorporate a way that if the board is clear that it wants something to happen, then the financial impact gets considered somewhere in the loop, but doesn't delay, doesn't force us to have another board meeting, 2 weeks later, or it's a month before we consider it again.
Let's dope that out
Patty.
In the language.
Patty?
Right, that's what I'm asking for whoever does that to take that into account.
Sure.
Patty?
It's good to take that into account, but, just like we had to do last year, if we wanted something done, if you're bringing a motion, and you want it needs to pass soon, you bring with it your financial impact statement, where your money's coming from. The people making the motion should do a little bit of work if they want something that's, a bit out of the ordinary, or especially for something that they feel is important that they have to sell the rest of the board on. They should have an impact statement ready to go. I think that we did that last year when something really had to be done. You brought it with you, and it could all be approved at the same time. Good for them. We can hear about the national finance meeting now. Okay, so I think that we're in a local station board meeting here, too. Anyway, I think that, you know, people just have to be a little more, you know, conscious when they make the motions also that they do cost money and that we do need to, you know, think ahead a little bit. But I know that's not an emotion. Maybe I'm out of line. That's all.
Okay.